Police arrest 14-year-old in stabbing at immigration protest in LA. Los Angeles police arrested a 14-year-old boy February 11th in connection with the stabbing of another teen at an immigration protest in downtown Los Angeles. Detectives booked the juvenile on suspicion of attempted murder at about 4:45 p.m. Tuesday, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. On February 7th, officers responded to reports of a possible stabbing at about 1:30 p.m. during a large immigration demonstration downtown. When they arrived, they found a 17-year-old male with a stab wound, the LAPD reported. Fire department paramedics took the victim to a hospital. He was listed in critical condition Wednesday, police reported. Video from the scene showed a crowd tending to the victim, who was bleeding and on the ground. His shirt was stripped off. The protest was one of several held recently in Los Angeles in response to President Donald Trump's policies to curb illegal immigration. On February 2nd, protesters closed the 101 freeway for hours in the downtown area. The February 7th event started at 11 a.m. and was organized by the Freedom Socialist Party, the United Front Working Group, the Community Self-Defense Coalition, and other organizations. Multiple reports from the scene suggested the stabbing might have been unrelated to the protest and instead prompted by a personal dispute between the two males. Just before the stabbing, more than a dozen protesters appeared to chase and beat another man to the ground in front of City Hall. Videos shared online showed the crowd punching and kicking the victim, but police did not report on that incident. After the violent incidents, police declared the protest an unlawful assembly and ordered the remaining protesters to disperse, which they did. Later, a group gathered on the 6th Street Bridge, forcing a temporary closure of it until they moved on. The Trump administration has cracked down on illegal immigration since he was inaugurated January 20th. The president signed several executive orders on illegal immigration and border security, including declaring a national emergency at the southern border. Officials from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have conducted enforcement operations in major cities and arrested hundreds of illegal immigrants who have a history of unlawful reentry into the country and have criminal records. Since the IC operations ramped up, several immigrant rights organizations have filed lawsuits against the administration's actions and instructed illegal immigrants to not open their doors to federal authorities unless they have a search warrant.